It's Paltaroa, the New Zealand Blood Bowl podcast.
I'm feeling a little bit cheeky this evening.
Oh,
are you gonna permit me?
Oh, go on then.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Paotearoa, New Zealand's premier Blood Bowl podcast?
Is that Pigeon Street?
Sesame Street, but I Sesame do enjoy Street. The Pigeon Street reference there.
That's a showing your
cracker of the 1980s.
Pigeon Street, brother.
Yeah.
It was very good.
That's all right.
Trended.
That's all right.
Beautiful.
I was within a gnat's crotchet of the appropriate song there at the appropriate time, so that's all good.
Absolutely perfect.
So anyway, what are we doing tonight?
Who have we got?
Bob Sol, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bob Sol. Been playing some Halflings. Zach.
Where are you tonight, Zach?
I'm in Hamilton. I'm originally from Aussie. I've been living in New Zealand for about 17 years now.
You've just ruined it all now, Jape.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been here for 17 years, so I've had both countries. I've chosen to be here, right? So,
All right. That's a good rescue. Good rescue. I like it.
He's our side of the pav, I think.
Is that true, Bob Sol? What's your take on the pav argument?
Aussie, of course.
There we go.
Controversial. We're going to get cancelled.
Oh,
the big deal over here. No one really cares in Oz.
Oh, good.
And Griffin and Zed. Are you there, Griffin and Zed?
I am indeed.
And who are you and where are you from? Hello, caller.
I'm Nigel and from Tauranga.
Wow, very good. Welcome.
Welcome.
And of course, we've got our usual panel here of Mr. Duncan Tricky Trickster of Udi Podi Otago Blood Bowl.
Yeah, kia ora team.
And also Mr. Toffer Tofferington of Christopher Blenheim himself.
Kia ora, everybody.
And of course, the least Welshman that you know, Welshy here in Christchurch. How are you all this evening?
Now, sorry, I know there's a lot of big news out, but I just wanted to get in with my quick big news.
Congratulations, you don't look a day over 6 months gone. You're doing well.
I'm in a final. I'm in a Blood Bowl final.
Exciting.
So, yeah, I'm in Crap Bowl final after beating Big Bullies, of Hamilton, and his Michael Jackson undead build. So
I spectated that game on Fumble, and poor old Big Bullies was not massively impressed with his computer or his cats by the end of it. His cats have eaten his headphones.
Yeah. And his werewolf ate all his rerolls.
And then still spent most of the game off the pitch.
Yeah, and at one point in three turns he removed five of my players, and with three blooming goblins I managed to score and it was ridiculous in extra time to win so now I'm in the final against Mashumi and his leper pig team. And Crap Bowl's one of the oldest tournaments online. It's very much fun. I'm sure Bob Sol, you probably played in it this year, did you?
I played against you in the first round, Tricky.
Oh, that's right. Oh, what was that result?
You took me, your goblins took my halflings apart. It was crazy. I don't know if I'm coming back next year after that result.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You tabled me, yeah.
Well done.
Who arranges this podcast and all this news?
Well done, Tricky. That's really, really good news, mate. Well done.
So we can go past that now. I've had my piece.
You've had your time. There you go.
Right, shall we wrap it up there for this evening? We've covered everything we needed.
I'm good.
Nothing else important on the list, no.
Well, gnomes.
Gnomes.
How many times have we talked about gnomes?
I know. Well, they keep sort of like drip feeding. Every time we record, they like something comes out the next day.
That's surprising too. Like every time, it's something like, "What the heck?"
That's it. Yeah.
Something.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It is absolutely.
Yeah. Has everyone pre-ordered Gnomes?
No, I'm in Wellington.
Quite, getting very, very close.
I'm in Wellington next week, yeah. And I'm hoping they'll just have them on the shelf.
Look at you all going to posh places with shelves and things.
Yeah, I pre-ordered my Gnomes, and but you can only pre-order one box.
Oh. Yes, they saw you coming, so you know.
But like I thought that was strange. I've never tried to pre-order more than one box of anything, but I don't know. I think it's production problems, maybe.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Scandal. Like, scandal.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got one box of Gnomes. I did want to get two, so I had one for Oti Poti Bowl. I got the Bloomin' Spike, and I got the Tree Man. And I looked at the pitch, and I was like, it's $105 for a piece of cardboard. There's like no way I can do it. So I stopped there. But then all the Treemen, the old Treemen's out of stock online. So I went to Mighty Ape and picked up the other Treemen. There was only three left in the country at that point.
I know where there's two.
Yeah, you know where there's two? Yeah.
On a shelf. So. It's on a shelf, not in a puddle, not like it is in Dunedin. No, we've got an actual shelf that it is on.
Well, they were on a shelf in the Games Workshop, but they've gone from the shelf. I think they're starting to take them away. Because that Treemen was, like, what, $60? And the new Treemen's, like, $80 or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, repricing. So, just... Anyway, Mighty Ape was good because you could still get the cheaper treatment. So
Oh, what about that Stag Rider though?
Oh yeah.
Oh, there you
I'm
go.
Just waiting for that leap in reroll. No leap modified reroll to leap in and break that cage.
And a nice addition of the what's your favorite one, Trickster?
Dump off.
Especially for Tricky, but dump off.
What the heck is doing on that list of skills? That path.
Well, I quite like the special ones. Should we before we go on to the sort of specialist players, I'm on the main gnome roster right now. Should we have a quick review of that one first, and then we can go off in our various tangents that we're excited about?
Absolutely.
All right. So generic lone gnome lineman, 40,000. 5, strength 2, edge 3 plus, pass 4 plus, armor 7 plus, jump up, right stuff, stunty, wrestle. Edge skill access... general and strength on a double or whatever that's called now. Well, I'm surprised Titchy's not in there too, but there you go. We now know that gnomes are a little bit taller than a snotling, but a bit shorter than a halfling. So
they're basically they're the same stats as a halfling with no dodge, but jump up and wrestle instead.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, wrestle dodge. It's the same on a. On a dice, isn't it? So the same likelihood of going down if you're being punched.
Yeah.
But it's the dodge is the better skill because you get the
you
also
can use it in other situations.
Rerolling your movement away. So
although,
but still, I like it.
Not affected by tackle.
I like it.
That is true.
Wrestle is not affected by tackle. No, true.
And it's a good counter to block as well.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So against dwarves, you're not getting quite pinged quite so hard.
A lot of people are picking up on that. A lot of people are talking about how this team will be great against dwarves. And that alone is the reason to buy the team, in my opinion.
Oh, hell yeah.
And especially with jump up, all of a sudden, you know, the dwarves are spending 3 of their 4 points of movement standing up and you're away.
Yeah.
You know, that's a surprising turnaround, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
All right, next position. Gnome Beastmaster, 55k, move 5, strength 2, edge 3 plus... pass 4 plus, armor 8 plus. Guard, jump up, stunty and wrestle. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
That is.
Dodge and sidestep on that with their normal edge skill access.
Oh.
Well, that'll be nasty.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Nasty and nice.
Yeah, it depends which side of the coin you're on, isn't it, really?
Sneaking into that cage would be very nice for something else to come in alongside, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of stag.
If you put one of those guys in between two trees, both of those trees then get strength 7.
Don't spoil. We're coming to the trees. Calm.
unless you see a more defensive out there, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, I just thought defensive would be pretty good on this team, to be honest. It might actually be the team for defensive to shine.
Yeah, no, it could be. It could be.
I've not really got my head around defensive yet. I need to have a bit more of a think about that.
I tried it on a couple of tournament builds and in preparation for Blitz, and just couldn't make it come off with the dwarves. So I obviously need
bit more practice with defensive.
I randomed it on one of my ranked vampire teams, and it actually picks the opponent's Arthur, so often they're like, oh, yes. They don't realize.
Yeah, it's but guard can be like that, but because it's such a common skill, isn't it? You know, you're kind of expecting guard, you're marking guard, you're thinking about it. And when defensive rocks up, you're like, oh, hang on, what's just wiped out all the guard here, you know? Mm. Yeah, so it's good on those Amazon, you know, we've seen it starting on Amazon.
I don't know. I think these Beastmasters might be like a bit of a hard one to keep them on the pitch because they're going to get targeted because they're still only strength two. And so you're going to find that you're having to kind of protect them in order to have the guard as protection on other things. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
But if they're loitering around the tree men as well, that's potentially a good one to, you know, get people into harm's way with the trees.
Yep, for sure.
Mm.
True.
All right, what about the illusionist?
Yeah, they look fun. 50k, move 5, strength 2, edge 3 plus, pass 3 plus, armor 7 plus. Jump up, stun T, trickster, and wrestle. Now, normal access to agility and passing skills. Mm. And trickster is a new trait, which is when the player is about to be hit by block action or a special action that replaces block. Brackets, with the exception of a block caused by a ball and chain. So, close brackets, I'm assuming that means stab and chainsaw and stuff are all in the usual loop. Mm. So, ball and chain's more of a move and a hit as opposed to all the other ones, which are more of a direct block replacement. But that's before determining how many dice are rolled. You may move the person from the pitch and place them in any other an occupied square adjacent to the player performing the block action. So, it's sort of a preemptive sidestep, really, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's really interesting because it's going to be, because you're sidestepping off the player throwing the block. I've seen some comments about putting Fend on that player, which would be really interesting as well.
Ooh.
So flip them over to the other side and then prevent you from following. Or if they've got Frenzy or something like that, you can direct which way you want the Frenzy to go to potentially put them into a Frenzy trap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I just think it's really nice that Games Workshop have named a skill after one of New Zealand's foremost Blood Bowl players, soon to be gold medalist of Crap Bowl.
I don't know who you're talking about. Don't give him more ego. He's about to win Crap Bowl.
The new trait. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
I just think that's fantastic of them. I mean, that's really looking after your customers, that is.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. I do love this skill.
Also, I think the team name Tricky's Tricksters is just sitting there as
Tricky's
well.
Tricksters, is it?
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Give me a second. But I thought sidestep with safe pair of hands. You could, in theory, make the ball travel like 4 squares after being hit, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good because, you know, it's one of those ones where look, the gnome's going down. And you've really got to make the best of the situation and expecting them to stand up again, which is why I'm a little bit not over the moon about jump up. Don't get me wrong. If they do get back up again, that's a bonus. But I think with armor 7 plus in the illusionist case, you're in a situation where I think you need to make the most if they get hit and they've got the ball. Especially got wrestle as well, because you know, you're going to be on the floor one way or the other, so you might as well try and make as much of that as possible.
Yeah, but I was thinking, Zach, about like wrestle and safe pair of hands is actually quite nice as well, and it's, you know, it's a easy one to pick up there for these guys.
Yeah, I'm keen to try it out. This team, I feel like I have to rewire my brain to play this team. So bizarre.
That's one of the things I really like about this team is that. They've, and I think we said this the other week, they've not gone with we really ought to make a gnome team, let's have a think about the skills. They've gone with, let's have a think about what would be really funny skills to put together and make our kind of Blood Bowl group think and kind of have something different on the table.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they've gone, gnomes would be funny, wouldn't they? Yeah, let's do that.
So what you're saying is it's up there with the original idea of Blood Bowl, which is there was a late night in some pub just outside of Nottingham somewhere, and they decided, having had a couple of pints, that they would go off in interesting directions.
I think so.
All right. Mm. All right. And moving on to the next position.
I'm still waiting for this for the stunty Chaos team to come through.
Yes.
All these stunty teams are popping up. I reckon there's an option for a Zinch to have a pink and blue horrors and maybe brimstone horrors to be coming through in this.
I like that idea. And what's just popped into my head is that you could have, you know, I don't know about you, but as, you know, a spotty teenager wanting to play Warhammer and stuff, you always wanted to put like the greater demons on the table. I want the Bloodthirster. I want all of the big stuff. How about you have something like a minor demons team where you've got like Snotlings and Blue Horrors and all of the real bottom of the line sort of stuff from the different ones.
Couple of flamers in there.
Love it.
There you go.
I think after gnomes, people would just be chill with like something bonkers that was Zinch or whatever, you know? They'd be like, oh yeah, that's okay.
That's completely
because
normal.
People have kind of, they've lost their absolute biscuits over the idea of gnomes playing Blood Bowl, and then like now it gives Game Workshop that license to just go into the other things and just go, oh yeah, because they're bonkers anyway, aren't they, all those?
All right. Well, next position, we've got the Woodland Fox. Two of them maximum, 50k, move 7, strength 2, edge 2+, no passing, armor of 6+, dodge, my ball, sidestep, stunty, slightly weird. First time I think I've seen this. No primary skill access. Secondary skill access is agility only. So you're going to
same as a bar. Same as a bar.
Oh, really? Oh, there we go. I was going to say, I was like, I'm really struggling to think of another one, but that wouldn't make sense.
This caused
loving the theme.
Outrage. Outrage in the Hawks Bay. So much so, Arlo's posted up like measurements of bars and measurements of foxes, trying to understand why a bar is strength 1 and a fox is strength 2.
There was an essay in the bloody Discord about it.
Poor Arlo.
He's quite passionate about his animals, it seems.
The my ball skill is a new trait as well. I don't think we saw this on the beer boar even, did we? So a player with this trait may not willingly give up the ball when it is in possession of it, and so may not make pass, hand off actions, or use any other skill or trait that would allow them to relinquish possession of the ball. The only way they can lose possession of the ball is by being knocked down, placed prone, falling over, or by the effect of a skill or trait or special rule of an opposing model. So in other words, that player's got the ball, they're running it until they get smacked. So,
This is the classic Jack Russell with a tennis ball, isn't it?
That's exactly how my dog thinks. And for that reason alone, I think she's brilliant, this skill.
It's fantastic.
When I first heard about this player, I thought it was going to be a 3+ agility with Titchy. Like, I thought that's got to be it.
Yeah.
But 2+ quite changes things.
Yeah.
2+ with Stunty, it's just, oh.
And dodge, which
and
is great.
It's mad.
Yeah. They've certainly got pace for this team. Are they your ball carrier?
Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Oh, you're definitely going to hand off to them to race ahead, aren't they?
At least the last run to the line, for sure.
The last
from
run.
The line is going to be sort of thing.
I just want to terrorize Snotlings with them. Just like, release the dog. Just like, chase Snotlings and hound them with foxes. It's going to make me so happy. And I don't know what the rest of the gnomes are doing. You know? Yeah. I'm guessing.
Might they be your main or a good threat for touchdown scoring, though, right? So you'd have thought they would rack up the points. But I suppose if you want to spread them around the team, that's also not ideal either. So, that's an interesting one of keeping them as a scoring threat. But then try to get other people to score.
Movement seems great on it, but like sprint or short free, that's 40 TV. That's like,
God, that is a lot, isn't it? They get that. That's the thing. They'll blow up really quickly. Like 90,000 on a strength 2 piece. You're like, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much all you got, bud. Apart from the old forest tree men.
Oh, that was a beautiful segue.
Thank you. 120k, maximum 2 of them. Movement 2, strength 6, edge 5+, pass 5+, armor 11+, mighty blow at the +1, stand firm, strong arm, take root, thick skull, throw teammate, and timber! So the other buddies can help him. I don't know, that's pretty much identical to the old halfling one, right? I don't think that's anything too crazy.
And no loner again on it.
Yep.
A fantastic player, as it's always been.
Yeah.
But you can't throw the fox.
No, yeah. We're cast
no.
not.
Tom. No, you can't. That would be quite OP.
That would be quite OP. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you can actually only throw the generic gnome linemen. You can't throw the Beastmaster or the Illusionist or the Fox.
No.
So it's just just ammunition then, really, aren't they? That's what it is. Yeah.
That's a bit rude. Don't say that in you know, shouting distance of the changing rooms. They'll get a bit toey on you.
Oh, imagine being able to throw the Beastmaster and saw there hanging on some goose's legs as they saw down the hill like a goblin.
What a picture.
One of men's limit.
Very cool.
So I don't know, what do we all think?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the throw teammate and then jump up, wrestle, like throw out the ball carrier, then he gets up, jump up, wrestle down the ball carrier, you know, in the glory. Unlikely, but it'll be fun.
Mm. Yeah,
That's a great skill to have jump up after a throw. Give them the ball, throw them down the field. Even if they don't stick the landing, they can still jump up and grab the ball and take off.
I love it.
Next turn, because it's turnover if you drop. But that's still an option, you know. You could actually, if the enemy's close enough.
Yeah, and of course, safe pair of hands doesn't work when you're thrown as well, does it? Yeah, I love them. I think we're going to have fun with them. I think, for me, though, like, people were all, are you playing them next Dibble season? I'm like, oh, no, I don't think so. I'm playing them. I want to play this team, but I don't know if I want to take them for a whole season. I want to paint them. I want to paint them in really kind of porcelain kind of esque colours. I've got my paint scheme ready. I'm really going to enjoy painting them. I know that.
Yeah.
But a whole season with them? I don't know. Yeah. They'll be fun. No, they will be fun. And so should we move on to the next little bit?
Yeah, man.
And that's over to you, Griffins, and the Blitzball celebration, which just happened on the weekend, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, a fantastic weekend. Phenomenal support. So, yeah, thanks to everyone that came down. Yeah, really, really impressed. We had some couple of old-timers. Nick's the classic one that comes across, Sand Tune from the Hawke's Bay. Yep. We're still waiting for the rest of the Hawke's Bay, by the way. Still
be waiting careful for what you wish for.
Yes, I know. But no, fantastic to see EJ and James Cardno come down again. James is always the life of the party, shall we say.
Yes, and let's leave it at that.
But no, we had a good contingent come down from Auckland. But man, the number of newbies that came in, the rookie coaches that came in, we just were flooded. So 12 rookie coaches.
That's fantastic.
I'm just outstanding. And the quality of these coaches as well. Like, I'm just blown away. So the guys that came down from Northland, like two boys from Whangarei.
Good on them.
I hope I've got this round the right way. I think it's Manu and Dave Thomas. Crown King and Average Dave came down, a whole bunch of their gaming group from the North Shore, so watch out PPC.
Yes.
Yep.
North Shore could be forming a team. And Ross 12 on Discord is looking for a Northland team to come in, so PPC is just getting
bigger. He was on the Barbarians team last year.
He was, yes. Yeah. It's just fantastic. We had two lads from Opotiki. I've missed one of them, but Damien and his son, Pohutu, they came across from Opotiki.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, yeah, just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
That's incredible, though. 12 brand, like, you've set a wee marker there, which is I think, is something for us all. Because we know, like, from doing this and from seeing Sevens tournaments going on around the country, we know that's been a place where new players been going to them, but to get them in the door through for a 2-day, you know, NAF tournament is big. It's a big step, which is fantastic. So well done, mate.
So yeah, just thank you to everyone. And yeah, thanks to Ramchop for bullying a couple of Waikato boys to cross the Kaimais, including our old Bobsoil who's with us tonight.
Yeah, it was Ramtrol was basically the reason I showed up. He just kept pushing it. He's like, someone will have a team. Sanjin showed up, gave me a team. I'm like, all right, I'll go. I never played any tabletops. So I was nervous about sitting down for my first game in a tournament setting, but that was
Not just your computer chair. There's other ones out there too. You're not cheating on it. It's all right. It won't find out. You're okay.
It's good.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely. Everyone was such a good environment to play, and everyone was so friendly. It was awesome.
But obviously, me and Zach or Bob Sill were talking, and this is the first time we've actually talked, because we've played a lot of Dibble against each other and had a lot of fun. But you've only been on Dibble how long did you say?
Yeah, it was a year. I thought it was 2 years, but I checked the date I joined the server, and it was actually just 1 year.
Right. 1 year.
It's been so much fun. It's dragged on and on and on. Come on, cheer up, champ. You'll be right.
Ramchop points out I've probably played a Blood Bowl game on Fumble every 2 days by the numbers. I used to play Blood Bowl 1 like a decade ago against the Europeans when I was in uni.
Yeah.
And I was blast, but it kind of died off. And then I heard about 2020 rule set, and I got excited and started looking around and found Fumble. And I've been having a blast. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. And like I said as well, so it's interesting for you going to a tournament as well, a NAF tournament, and Ramshop kind of scouted you out. You've also got a bit of a name in the SWL, or the Southern Wastelands League, which is a big deal online again, which you... Did you take out one of the leagues with Halfling?
Yeah, my Halfling team has won the Trial of Blood and won the regional tournament. They've been doing fantastic, that team.
Very cool.
Yeah. Which is unheard of. I know the our cousins over in Australia, it's a really tough environment as well. So for Halflings to do that well, that's incredible.
Yeah, I've been having a blast with them too. I haven't been facing like developed teams, so it'll be interesting to see how it goes as they go up. But it's been just so much fun.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, for Bonsall to end up fifth in a tournament out of 24 is his first tabletop tournament with Flings, of all things.
with Flings. The mighty Flings.
This is a bit of a pet project of mine, but I think perhaps if Griffin and Bobsall would shed some light there, I'm really, really excited about having all those new guys turning up for Blitz Bowl. But, you know, what's the deal? What can we do to get more of that? Because, more new buds always a good thing, in my opinion.
Oh, more Blood Bowl is more better, right? To quote someone.
That's exactly the good English of it all, yes. It is more better for more Blood Bowl, that is absolutely true.
I think my brother is a bit gnome crazy. Like, I've been talking about Blood Bowl for ages, but he's never quite made the push to get into it. But I think gnomes have got him, so he might be coming with me next time with the gnome team.
There we go. Oh, excellent. Glad to hear
it. Okay, so other than him possibly being related to Tricky, which is, you know, a concern in and of itself, what we're saying is maybe these new and more diverse teams are a good idea. Is that what we're saying there?
Yeah, I've seen some people in Discord say they just came back because of the gnomes. I think we had one guy, an old school guy, come back because those gnomes got released. I'm like, wow, that's quite a pull.
Yeah, so we're basically saying it's all about the gnomes. So we need more gnomes, is what we're saying. Gnome Bowl, that's what we're playing.
I have to give a shout out to Steady and Ramit, who have recently found the Auckland League again, and they're responsible for bringing their Potiki boys across as well. So, Parbs, who struggled a little bit, but we have to consider that young Parbs, although Dad played a third edition, I'm assuming, this was his first ever game of Blood Bowl. He was learning the rules in the car ride across.
Oh, wow.
Lord, that's some good reading, because I don't know about you, I can't read when I'm driving, let alone learn rules.
And so he did amazingly well, and on the second day he's like, I was watching these guys and they're forming up cages, and so I just decided to start doing that. And it's like, well, okay then. To have Steady pull out his collection of second and third edition miniatures, and what a collection he had.
Beautiful.
Just all kind of piled in together, and they're sorting a team out on the day, and
Yeah.
Wow. Just to have these guys coming back into the Oh, sorry. It was Ramit's models they were. To come back into it is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant.
And so, and we've spoken with rookie coaches and new coaches and people who've before, but to get so many new to tournament or new to that sort of tabletop, you know, because it is a different environment to leagues. At one tournament, I think partially that speaks to your hard work putting it together, Nigel, and well done to you, sir.
Yes,
but also, is it the 2020 rule set that's come? Was it Gutter Bowl? Is it just people who are playing other Games Workshop games, perhaps, and are sort of seeing this happening around them? What is it? Is it games clubs that are promoting it? Is it shops that are promoting it? Where do we think it's coming from?
I think a little bit of it came from the Auckland Sevens and then possibly the Auckland crew playing at Hobby Master, having a game store and then having people see the new edition being played. I'm not sure if it was Steady or Ramit saw just a random event pop up on Facebook and said, this will be good.
Yeah.
So the random event came up on Facebook. So that saw them have a look and then investigate a bit further and saw it was available locally. Yeah, word of mouth, I think, a little bit with that. I'm not quite sure how the North Shore / Northland crew got onto it, but they've got some really, really nice teams and clear first and seconds in paint jobs for the tournament.
They
were gorgeous. NZ was so excited to win his first painting competition that he actually left that team behind. So I've just carried that back to him today.
That's a certain level of diss, isn't it? Look, I'm so good, I'm just going to leave these behind and start another one. You know, just take it, you know, whatever. Don't care no more.
Yeah.
I got my personal path, Blood Bowl 3 came out and I started looking into the 2020 rule set, and that led me to Fumble, led me to Discord, led me to Ramchop, led me to to Blitzball. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God for Ramchop. I think we can all agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm out on that one. I don't think any particular deity is really needs to be held accountable for that.
We did mention a few times the fact that he had managed to bully a couple of people into attending, but he was...
Now the truth comes out. See, it's the dark side.
He wasn't there himself. He just bundled them into the Mushumi's boot on his car and just sent them packing. Yeah.
I think there was something mentioned about the fact that Otapoti Bowl was... got bullied into having a wet venue, but didn't attend himself for there either.
Thank you, Ramshop. So, do we want to talk through your build and stuff, and Bob Sol, and how you kind of approach?
Oh, it's quite an interesting, very different from online. So, I kind of took my standard online build for halflings. And try to replicate as close as possible. I looked at the bribe options, but the negatives to the bribes that Griffin brought in seemed a bit strong, so I didn't bother with bribes. I was like, sneaky git will do it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be as efficient as possible with it, really. I brought, you know, Griff to help carry most of the games, and then Rumble for the block tackle.
Yeah.
Nice. He's because it's so hard to deal with Blodge as a halfling team. There's just nothing. So you got to have that tackle.
Yeah.
And then brought one halfling chef. Oh, I did not have an appreciation for halfling chef till Wazza spanked me in our game when I was playing Nurgle back in the last year.
Oh, yeah.
And basically Wazza inspired me to play halflings at all, really. And so... Yeah, the Halfling Chefs is just so efficient TV-wise, and there was some brutal ones there, like Big Bullies. He had Tomb Kings with very little block, and he had one reroll, and yoink, that's gone.
Love that. Yep.
Yeah.
Had a bad game. Yeah. It was a good thought though, I was impressed. I probably would have walked away. No, not really. But you know, halflings are so cheap and efficient. It's incredible what builds you can get away with and how many players you can bring. Like, I brought 14 players and I had stacked with usually about 4 rerolls.
Yep.
No, I had leader and 1 reroll, but the chef usually gave me 1 or 2 on top of that. It was just great. And sneaky git, you can destroy the enemy team. I often play a control game with halflings with how effectively you can kill them. Some teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Sneaky git, so good. So, and anything on your trees?
I had 1 brawler tree that was kind of. I needed sneaky git, needed leader. I put sure feet on the catcher, and then I had 1 skill point left, and that's one I was looking around, thinking, what should I do with this, and put brawler on a tree.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that sounds like a good build as well. Because Griff, I don't know about Griff. I like Rumbler. I like Rumbler. Griff, though. Not a friend of the
comment.
Show.
No
Paul
comment.
Simon. Yeah. Paul Simon. We're back to that again. He's not got over it.
Oh, God, not again. He's controversial.
Yeah. good. So, your first game.
On the day, yeah, I was against vampires. It was always an iffy situation with vampires. It could have gone really either way. He brought 11 players and 5 rerolls with leader. So he had 6 rerolls on the table with 11. It was quite a spicy vampire build. I don't know if I would have brought that if I brought vampires. He's a good coach, but I just sort of took him apart, really. He had some terrible, terrible turns. Like, at one point, I thought I'd lost the game. Griff fell over, and I was horrified, you know? Imagine that.
Yeah.
And he was about to run off with the ball with his runner, and he bloodlust, and he couldn't get away, and just everything went wrong. And Griff picked up the ball and kept carrying on as if nothing happened. And I just sort of injured the crap out of his thralls with fouling and trees, and it just... just ground him down into dust.
Yeah. Oh, good. So I must admit, I'm really finding it difficult to play against vampires. I'm like the new vampires. I'm struggling. I am struggling against them. Hypno gaze. I find it hard to work around. Was Rumbelow helpful in those against them?
Yeah. I mean, 4 strength. Well, 3 strength with horns and block tackle was fantastic. It's just I don't like blitzing with Griff if I can avoid it. That's what Rumble's there for, really.
For that sort of nonsense, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's a bargain, Rumble. And I'm a vampire. I used to be vampire crazed. You know, I played vampires, nothing vampires for like 4 years against the Europeans, the old vampires. That is, these new ones. Definitely a learning curve.
Newfangled vampires.
They're difficult, but blooming that just. Hypnogaze is so good, and I just don't know how to work against it.
Set up some form of double cage, which is easier said than done. Like, trying to find enough players to set up a double cage is very tricky.
Yeah. Not this tricky. But
put on bum.
I've tried screening them, and they got, especially with like the pace on that runner. But yeah, so. Good, and with 6 rerolls, that's a mad build.
Oh, he was burning through them, though.
Yeah. Oh, he was, especially since I stole 2 of them each half.
Yeah,
God.
That was painful.
So which coach was that playing the vampires?
Part-timer, John Morcott.
Cool.
No, that's I had him amazing. In my second game.
How did you go?
Yeah, he struggled with the dwarves a little bit, but... Those strength 4 vampires, the strength 4 82 plus man, they definitely keep me on my toes. Even though I managed to get a few vamps out and a few thralls out into the injury box and the KO box, the threat of that hypno gaze and the threat of the strength 4 AG2 coming in was very real.
Definitely.
I think part-timer's strong team name there with fangs for coming. there was some solid punnage going on there as well.
To be fair, that's better than getting a results on the table, to be honest. If you can really turn up with a strong team name, I think you're pretty much nailed it.
Yeah.
Did we go into your game 2 then, Bob Sol?
Yeah, I was playing orcs, and I'm like, oh, God, no. I don't know if I can deal with orcs. But It's always a tricky one. You can't. It's hard. Way harder to foul. Such high armor. Fortunately for me, he got really aggressive on my halflings, and that he pushed into my side, and the ball landed in an awkward spot for him. So he had a couple of players around the ball, but not quite. He didn't pick it up in his first turn.
Yep.
So I quickly ran Griff down there to harass and threw my catcher down with him to assist. And after a brawl, like a mini brawl of a couple of players down at his end of the field, my catcher managed to just run off and score with the ball using sure feet. That sure feet was so good on that catcher.
Oh, so good. So good.
And yeah, the poor guy in the second half, I've got barely any players. I'm two up. And I'm like, I've just got to stall. I've got to stall this. So Griff gets the ball, runs backwards. I got a screen of halflings to protect against the oncoming green horde. And the trees trying to hold back, holding back the dam.
Yeah.
So he comes rushing down, and Griff just goes from the bottom right corner to the top right corner and then sprints up the field and scores again. I'm like, what the heck? Yeah. He had to bust straight through the orcs, and then he just outran them. It was crazy.
Yeah. So now I'm just guessing, his build, did it have a troll? Did he have a troll in his orc?
The troll that really stupided basically the whole game, for sure.
Did he have any goblins?
He had a goblin. I think he got sent off. I blitzed him with Rumble, straight away, and he went off.
You want to go the two troll, Ripper Bogra, and a normal troll, and then all blitzes, skip the biggins, and get all your goblins in as well. That's the only way to play out.
That sounds like a very interesting build, Tricky.
Yeah, no, I love that build.
Game three, I went up against the man who lent me my halflings, Nick or Standoon.
Oh, yep. God. Yep. There you go.
With his wood elves.
Trial by fire. Third game, taking on Sandrine.
So this must be on the top table.
Table two.
Oh my goodness. First tournament, you're playing Sandrine, table two. Sandrine, who's been top table at the World Blood Bowl, bloody cup,
Yeah. Oh, I didn't really know. I didn't know his rep at the time. At all, to be honest. I just went in.
Excellent.
He's just another player.
He lures you in with that sort of gentle smile, the warm personality, and then as soon as the first dice rolls, his eyes turn like cats when they see a mouse. It's like, oh god, no. They're all yellow with a vertical slit in them. It's not okay. It's not okay.
But yeah, I mean, blah, blah, blah. Once I start playing, all the background, data of the player just sort of fades away in my head. I just sort of play the best game I can. But, that one I lost 3-0 in total. The bloody strip ball wrecked me. He got some, started two dying uphill Griff to get the ball up and had some good bounces and just, when everyone else get going, they run over you. And that's basically what happened.
So he's running strip ball and the wild dancers.
Yeah, the bugger.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time, I'm just proud he's not taking Underworld again,
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you, Nick. Well done, buddy. It shows some real growth there. Proud of you.
That's some salt right there. I definitely want to play him in the future. I got to get him back. He's my one loss in my tabletop career now. Got to get him back.
Yeah. Only loss to New Zealand's finest.
That's it. Yeah, play him a second time, and you'll find you get two losses in your tabletop career.
And then before you know it, it's like continuing to double down at the casino. You just end up increasingly in a worse situation.
So, what did you guys get up to in the evening then on the Saturday?
We went to a dinner at Talk of India, just down the road.
Nice.
And just the whole crew showed up, and it was just a great night of eating. And talking Blood Bowl.
That's one of my favourite parts of a Blood Bowl tournament because, of course, I don't win game. I have all my fun on the Saturday night.
Let's focus on the important things that matter.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed putting some faces to the names I've been playing with on Discord. That was the whole reason I really went. I wanted to get into the social side of Blood Bowl, and meeting everyone was just a dream come true.
Oh, that's awesome.
Brilliant.
You might need better dreams. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
So Nigel laid on a good evening then.
Yeah, he planned it all out, and it was just perfect. Perfect end to a fun day.
I have to give the social activities credit to Gumboat, who organized the venue for the Friday night pre-tournament drinkies and the Saturday night restaurant. I handed those off.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Gumboat.
Yeah. Light and conquer.
Well, there's enough to worry about on something like that, I would think, yeah.
And then so you're going into day two, and you're 2-0-1, aren't you? So
yeah.
Two wins. Yeah.
And then we knew who we were facing like at the end of the day one. So I knew I was facing my fellow Waikato player, Big Bullies, or Tim.
Yeah.
And, I never played him before. So this is our first official game. Well, it was Tomb Kings versus Halflings.
Yeah.
And so he was the one who had a leader and a reroll. So he lost that reroll each half, the poor guy. Although I wasn't feeling that way at the time. I was like, yes. And he had Masked Guard on his Tomb Guardians, Leader on his Thrower. I don't remember the other skills, but he was looking to take me down and then foul me with his, because Guard, something I learned on the day, I learned something new about Blood Bowl 2020 every week, I swear, but Guard helps with fouls now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that his plan was to foul, but he got diced real bad in this one. Like, my trees were taking root constantly through this game, but it didn't matter because his Tomb Guardians were stuck against them, trying to beat them down, and just failing, just over and over, pushes after pushes, which Stan Firm was like, nope. So, and he lost his Wilhelm in turn two. Oof. I blitzed him, fouled him, gone. Injured.
Nice. Wow. Oh, God.
He's not bad had a dog. Good couple of weeks in with the old werewolves, our Tim.
That's one way to put it. That's only one way to put it.
But regen just turned off for this game, and the fouling went up to 11, and I took him out pretty hard and beat poor Tim 3-0, I think it was.
Brutal.
What's even more impressive is that you got 6 casualties against his Tomb Kings.
Yeah.
6 casualties with flings.
That's amazing.
That's quite disgusting. Well done.
When he had the ball
on this one. This one's just impressive.
When I kicked him, he ran his Thrower forward behind his Tomb Kings, and I managed to hit some of his players down the bottom of the board out of the way with the flings, which was embarrassing in and of itself. But then Griff ran around and did a full movement blitz on his ball carrier and took out the ball carrier injured the ball carrier and got the ball. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Wow.
And then when his Tomb Kings were like, okay, they'll take down the trees and then come blitz Griff, they just got pushes. So the whole team just got annihilated immediately. It was just
fun.
Poor guy. Like, he was raging, but in a fun way, you know.
Yeah.
I was having a great time myself, but you know.
A great guy, Tim, as well. Real lovely opponent.
He gave me a lift back to Hamilton. He just gave me his history on Blood Bowl. It's just fascinating stuff.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
He's a fascinating guy.
The origins of Crap Bowl.
He told me that. He told me that for sure.
Yeah, which is a great story as well. So yeah. No, it's so good. So good.
Have you managed to convince him to attend PPC yet, though?
No, I think that one's pretty locked in that he's not attending.
Isn't he getting married?
Yeah, I think that might be getting in the way. I think that's what he said. There may be
some other mitigating factors in that decision.
Charlie, there must be someone else in Hamilton, though, in the Waikato. There's surely someone listening. So that's looking great. 3-0-1. So still right almost at the top table. Who do you face next?
I faced mental blank. It was, what team was it?
Was it Woody with the Necro?
Necro, yeah, Necro. That's the one. And in that one, I once again, the trees doing their thing, rooted real early. So I went for a quick score.
Yep.
Trying to avoid his werewolves with Griff. And got there, but it was a bit too early for my liking. He had a good chance of scoring back, but just managed to stop him with some solid halfling defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get to the second half, and the bugger, like, I'm down a lot of players, right? And this guy decides to stall for the entire half with his, like, whole team in my end zone.
Wow.
Just for the 1-1 last game of the tournament, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I kind of get it. You know, Griff is super slippery, and I could do throwing strats. I could do Griff strats. I understand his thought process, why he didn't want to let me kick to me for and try and steal the ball off me. But, man, I don't know where he came, actually.
He came... Woody came fourth.
Ah, okay, right above me.
Yeah.
Well, he could have gone for the first, second, or third.
Yeah, I suppose if he'd beaten you, he could have. With the draw, someone put. Yeah, so he could have got into third position. You're absolutely right if he'd beaten you. Yeah, for sure.
It came down to Claymore versus Sand Dune, and Claymore got the tie against Sand Dune.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, I think Woody possibly could have. Actually, I think both of you could have possibly snuck against ahead of Claymore.
Yep.
So that was a very interesting one. So Claymore, I think, ended up throwing a goblin and sneaking away. To tie the game on turn 16.
She was.
Very good.
She was.
I think if I hadn't lost so hard to Nick, if I'd gotten that like extra point you get for being within one touchdown of them, I would have been equal third, and then I think we were even equal on opponent's score, so I don't know where that would have gone.
Yeah.
I know what comes after that.
Oh, I think it's a fight to the death in the car park. That's how that one works out. Yep. When we reach
teaspoon
that
in each hand, that's how you got to do it.
Shirt off.
I think Claymore was all too much. I probably wouldn't have made it out of that one.
Excellent. Well, if we so Sand Dune took it out.
Yep.
In first, friend of the show, and then
friend of the show.
Mushy with Hazar, who
Hazar. It's gonna be Hazar.
Mushroomy's quote unquote Imperials, who look suspiciously like Amazons on the day.
They're
suspiciously, I meant blatantly.
Yeah, they've got all the feathers. He's used one of the battle cry or whatever you call it, hasn't he? Teams with all the feathers. They do look stunning, but they do look a bit like Amazons, yes.
Yeah.
So even managed an Amazon ogre.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And then Claymore in third, and then Woody, and then yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the top five.
Wow.
And I see that Steady, who came sixth, actually had the same points as you and Woody. You were all on 14. It was tight. It was tight at the top.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just that opponent score points between sixth and first.
That's amazing.
Well, I was so good.
Diddy was another rookie as well.
Oh, really?
Right.
Gotcha. So, fifth and sixth, both rookies. Do you want to run through where the rookies were in this list?
Sure. So we had Bob Sol on fifth.
Yep.
Steady on sixth. Aloha NZ is on eighth. I'm pretty sure he was one of the Whangarei boys.
Gotcha.
Crayon King was on ninth. He was from the North Shore. Ramit with the Auckland Blues on 13th.
Yep.
He was a long time. He hasn't played since third edition, I think.
Gotcha. Memory.
Yeah.
The Witcher Dwarf down in 17th. Camray, 18th. Bulbar, 19th. Average Dave. Stag was new. And Lord Toddy was new. And Parps was new. So.
Right. Wow.
That's awesome.
Rocking through, but no. Performed very well.
Yeah. If you looked at the percentage of new players and the whole thing here, you'd probably be the highest percent in the world. I'm guessing. I'm plucking at strings here.
Yeah.
But you know, like I think percentage wise, you know, you've got to be.
Yeah, not many tournaments are going to have half of the players be rookies for sure.
No, it's really God,
good.
No.
Really good.
You would think that best rookie, you've got a decent show, but when you've got half of the field as rookies, it's
Sure, that's it. Yeah,
it starts making it interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Fantastic.
Definitely feels weird being called a rookie, though. You know, I've been playing Blood Bowl for a long time, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely weird to learn on the run.
Yeah.
Learning just all the ins and outs, the details of the kickoff events, like, you know, it's just all vague background magic, really. I kind of roughly knew the likelihood of each event, but didn't know the exact numbers.
Yeah,
kickoff events were the most interesting to learn, for sure.
Yeah.
And the cheat sheet that was made was beautiful. I stole one. I was like, oh, I'm keeping this.
That's what they're there for.
The big problem, I guess, in between playing online and playing on the tabletop is working out the dice and the math in your head, as opposed to the computer doing it for you.
Yeah.
I bet it's that physically rolling the dice, though, isn't it? As well, you know, it's like a lot of the stuff like goes away there, you know. But yeah, I've got to say, Griffins, this is fantastically well done. What you know, we got 24 coaches up there, and more importantly, I'm guessing everyone's had a fantastic time.
Yeah, the feedback's been amazing. Thanks to all the guys for the messaging back, because all the feedback's been, I think we're going to have 100% return.
Fantastic.
Everyone said that they're coming back next year. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's just phenomenal. So amazing for the NZ Blood Bowl tournament scene. And, yeah, can't wait to see them at the next tournament, where I don't have to worry about chasing people around and I can just concentrate on some games.
Grand.
Very cool. Brilliant. I think this is one of the things we're kind of finding out, isn't it, as well? It's like just, it's another one after, what was the last tournament we were talking about with Stubble, you know? Yeah. Stubble was a fantastic event, really well attended, great atmosphere, people, newcomers coming in there and going, this is great, you know? And
really sad I missed that one, sorry, Rob. They maxed out their venue, which is amazing as well. So,
yeah.
Rob, you have to try and squeeze a couple more tables in or something somehow. I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that next year.
Play out on the street.
That's it. And then
the tables on tables. Your mother gave you, wasn't it? That's not okay. That's not okay.
Go play on the street. Go play in the traffic. Yeah.
But you, yourself, then, you know, now this is another one where people are like, hey, this is really friendly. You know, newcomer welcome place, and you know, and great job. So no pressure, Oti Poti Bowl.
Definitely putting some places, some things in place for next year as well. So we're gonna, we had a bit of a split this year, so we've been upstairs pretty much for the last, I think this is the fourth one, so the last 3 years.
Yeah.
We were downstairs in a slightly different part of the venue on the Sunday, which was slightly noisier, I felt. I think it was just a little bit echoey. But if we move down there for the both days, then we can reduce the time pressure a little bit for next year and make it even more welcoming for newbies. So there's plenty more room. So plugging that straight away. So more room, more Blood Bowl is more better.
More room, more Blood Bowl, more better.
Yep. Do we need t-shirts for this now?
And try and make that a friendlier atmosphere and a little bit more relaxed as well.
You mean you weren't friendly and relaxed? What's wrong with you?
Oh, well, making it even better.
Even more. More friendly, more relaxed, more blood, more better. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to need a scarf at this rate. It's getting longer.
but you also put a personal highlight in here on the Discord. With Woody Jr.
My one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, unfortunately, we had to have one player pull out. His partner tested positive for COVID. So, he did the honourable thing, and rather than exposing potentially more people, he decided to pull out of the tournament.
What a great human.
And so, I pulled out as well to keep the numbers even. And young Woody Jr., who has just signed up to the NAF this year, was keen for a game on the Sunday. So we had a halfling versus humans game on the Sunday, and he promptly downed my both of my trees in turn one.
What?
And I got completely my ass handed to me on a plate by an 8-year-old. So I think this is the next Mushroomy Wannabe. So young Woody Jr. is a very onto it Blood Bowl player, and I went down 3-1 to this young man.
Wowzers.
Wow. There you go. Congratulations. And I think that means we're officially old.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, fantastic.
A future champion. Fantastic. A future champion.
Yeah.
Well done, Woody Jr. Yeah,
he's had so much fun, too. Like, you could see the spark in his eyes.
Brilliant.
You get them hooked. That's how you get them hooked.
Well, he's
in front of your eyes, too. You know, be...
So he was walking around. He attended the entirety of the Saturday as well. So he was walking around giving advice and a little bit of the honest sledging that only an 8-year-old can give on the Saturday.
Oh, that's brutal, man. Yeah. Ouch. Very still good for you, though. Good for you.
Brutally honest.
Yep.
Brutally honest. nice. Okay, that's brilliant. What a lovely chat, though. That was fantastic. Indeed. Yeah.
Well, thanks very much indeed for coming along and letting us in on the weekend there, gentlemen. That was really awesome.
Excellent. Not a problem.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me on. When I first got onto the Discord, I thought, there's a podcast? What the heck? No one's going to do a podcast on Blood Bowl. And here you guys are. And I thought, maybe I'll be on here one day.
You are. And now I am.
When you say no one, you mean no one with a social life.
It's all right. We're all dads and stuff, so we don't have
to. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks for the invite, Tricky.
Hey, no problem, man. No, and it's actually great to properly talk as well, and I hope to catch you at a tournament, whether that's the PPC or another one around the track.
And thanks for organising it, Nigel. Thanks for a weekend.
Oh, not a problem. My pleasure. Yeah.
Very cool.
Brilliant.
Okay. I don't know what the outro of Sesame Street is, though, so I think I'm going to spare everyone's ears for the outro this evening and just say, hey, thanks everyone for coming. Hope you've had a good show. Thanks to Bob Soul and Griffin and, of course, Mr. Tricky and Toffer. Along with Blood Bowl.
Thanks for listening to Paltero, the New Zealand Blood Bowl podcast.